Hey everybody, it's Mike McCabe with Our Wisconsin Revolution. George Will used to be fond of saying that conservatives are happy because the world is just as it should be. Indeed, if you look up the definition of conservative in Webster's dictionary, it speaks to the impulse to keep things the way they are. What neither Will nor Webster acknowledges is why true conservatives are so fond of the status quo. But it's obvious enough. The privileged like continuity. When social, political, and economic conditions favor you, why change things? Now consider Wisconsin Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman. He recently took issue with rapper Cardi B's performance at the Grammys, calling it inconsistent with basic decency. He also had choice words for members of the Federal Communications Commission, saying the moral decline of America is partly due to your utter complacency. This is par for the course for Grothman. Earlier in his career, colleagues of his in the state legislature nicknamed him Spooky. It's not what they meant, but the changing social order in America clearly had him spooked back then, and he remains so now. Grothman calls himself a conservative. Most all political observers regard him as one. But he clearly doesn't fit the dictionary's definition, or George Will's. He is most certainly not happy with the world just as it is. He favors a world that no longer exists. Grothman fears for the future of Christmas and has waged an ongoing battle against holiday alternatives like Kwanzaa. Men are no longer the sole breadwinners for families, and they no longer are the heads of households, a reality Grothman regularly rails against and tries his level best to legislate away. Women no longer are expected to be submissive to their husbands, barefoot and pregnant, tending hearth and home. Gays and lesbians don't have to stay in the closet. Blacks aren't required to sit on the back of the bus anymore. Many in and around Wisconsin politics dismiss Glenn Grothman as a kook. But what they fail to realize, or at least acknowledge, is that Grothman is solidly in the mainstream of today's Republican Party. There are now hundreds, if not thousands, of Glenn Grothmans serving in public offices across America. They carry the conservative label, but they are not conservatives. They are not happy because the world is just as it should be. They do not wish to keep things exactly as they are. They want less religious diversity. They want Christmas and only Christmas. They want traditional marriage and traditional families with one man and one submissive woman. They want white people to hold most of the political power and most of the nation's wealth. They realize the world is less and less what they long for it to be. They want to turn back the clock. Doing so is not a conservative act. It is retrogressive. Glenn Grothman's party has a growing problem. More and more every day, our country is becoming less white, less male-dominated, less Christian, less traditional. More and more every day, the reach of the GOP's appeal is thus narrowed. Today, it is the party of white men, spooked, middle-aged or older white men, men like Glenn Grothman. It has lost the support of most women. It also doesn't have the support of most non-white people. It's having a hard time with our nation's youth. That's why Republicans are continually expanding their war on voting and seeking new ways to effectively rig elections in their favor. Their political fortunes and their hopes for social retrogression rest on making it harder for certain untraditional classes of voters to have a say in the future. For Our Wisconsin Revolution, I'm Mike McCabe.